Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called The Distribution of the Land in Canaan and Caleb's Request. It's over Joshua chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://Bible in smaller chunks, BIBLEIMSMALLERCHUNK.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. In doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, where it says not to add to or take away from anything that's written in the Bible. So I prayed and prayed and prayed before I ever started this and wasn't sure how to approach it. And the Lord had on my heart that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of the text in the Bible. But on the other hand, He has shown me different ways to add to understanding that meaning. Sometimes it's by putting more current terms, like instead of having forsaken, it sometimes means abandoned, and sometimes it means forgotten. It just depends, but I will put the appropriate word within brackets when I come to it, so it's easier for people to understand. I know some of you would have known what it meant, but not necessarily everyone would, and when the Lord has it on my heart to do this, then I do. Anyway, so I don't tell you when I put those in brackets or transition words or who's speaking or being spoken to, because quite often they say He is speaking to him in the same sentence, and it's like, okay, that might not be clear to somebody listening or maybe somebody even reading this on the internet. So on those occasions, I might put the person speaking or being spoken to, or both. It just depends. It depends if the Lord has it on my heart or it seems like it might be potentially problematic. But I don't tell you, oh, that's within brackets. I mean, I put it within brackets because it is a change from the way it was originally written, but it doesn't change the meaning. Now, there are times in Bible passages that are, there are sometimes in the, when I'm reading Bible passages, that will refer to something that happened in the past. And that leaves it so that the viewer or the listener doesn't get the total picture because they don't necessarily know what's happened in the past. Some of you might know, but not necessarily all of them. So if the Lord has it on my heart, then I will put that within brackets, but I put it in a different color font on the internet, on the blog site, so that people know, oh, that's been added to possibly aid in understanding, possibly add clarity, or something of that nature. But because you can't see that I put it in a different color font, I'll say within brackets it says, so you know, oh, that's been added to possibly help for understanding or clarity. Now, sometimes I will combine and compress similar words, or the Lord had on my heart not to put repetitive text in unless it adds new meaning or it's done for emphasis. And sometimes that's why it's done. But sometimes it's telling details over and over and over again for every single tribe, and it's exactly the same. In those cases, it will be noted that it's for all 12 tribes if it hasn't been done for emphasis or to add new meaning. But in doing these, it does change the verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 14, this is verse 15. I tell you like I did today, this is Joshua, the book of the Bible. It's chapter 14, and it's covering verses 1 through 15, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to include will be within this podcast. Also, it is primarily done with King James Version Bible and lots and lots and lots of prayers. But at times, I utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. If I come to something where there's a red asterisk, I'll say, aha, there's a red asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can briefly summarize that future event. Sometimes I can't. And if we come to something referring to when Jesus has spoken, his words will be in red, and then I will tell you. Okay, the distribution of the land in Canaan and Caleb's request. These are the countries that the children, which is the people of Israel, inherited in the land of Canaan, that Eleazar the priest and Joshua Nun's son and the leaders of the tribes of Israel distributed to them. Then the inheritance was assigned by lot, as the Lord commanded at the hand of Moses for the 9.5 tribes, for Moses had already given the inheritance to the 2.5 tribes of Joseph, Ephraim, and half tribe of Manasseh on the other side of the Jordan River. He didn't give an inheritance of land to the Levites in the land of the Canaanites, except for the cities of the Levites to live in and suburbs for their livestock and possessions. The people of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses and divided the land. The people of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal. Caleb, Jephunneh's son, then Kenizzite, said to Joshua, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the Lord's servant, sent me to spy out the land, and I brought him back word again, and it was in my heart, as it was in my heart. Sorry. Still, my brethren who went out with me said to the people that the land was filled with tall, strong giants who could overtake us and frighten the Israelites and made their hearts melt. But I totally followed the Lord my God. Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land you have walked on with your feet shall be your and your children's inheritance forever, because you have totally followed the Lord my God. Look, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke these words to Moses while the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness. This day I am now 85 years old. Still I am strong today as I was on the day that Moses sent me. My strength is now as it was then, both going out to war and coming in again. Therefore, give me this mountain the Lord spoke of that day. For you also heard that day how the Anakims, within brackets I have giants, were there, and the cities were tall and fenced. If the Lord, I got this thing in my head, so I'm going to explain it. So I have tall within brackets because it says great, or at least I think it does. I don't have it right in front of me, but great often means size or amount, you know, largeness and stuff. So I put tall and fenced. And then I thought, I just had talked about giants. That could be confusing and thinking tall because of the giants. But anyway, it just means large, big, and fenced. If the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive the Anakims out, as the Lord said. Joshua blessed him and gave to Caleb, Jephunneh's son, the Kenizzite, Hebron for his inheritance to this day, because he totally followed the Lord God of Israel. The name of Hebron was previously Kirjath Arba, also known as Kiriath Arba, since Arba was a great man among the Anakims, which is the giants. The land had peace and rest for more. Okay, the next time I share a podcast, it will be the land Judah inherited, and it's over Joshua 15, verses 1 through 63. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.